How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How did you get involved in speed dating then?
I had too many really nice friends who were single, and last Christmas I just got fed up of hearing them say that they still hadn't met anybody nice, and they'd go out Friday after Friday and still never actually get to talk to people. So I thought, it's got to be easier than that. Let's set up a speed dating just for them, and I can introduce them to, say, 15, 20 guys in one night. There must be somebody. And that's what I did.
Tell us how it works.
It works with the, obviously, booking a place in advance. If you don't book in advance, we don't know how many numbers we've got coming in. You could end up with, you know, 60-year-old men with 20-year-old women. We want to try and get the right ages and categories. So once they've booked their place, I try and do like a strategic operation about a week before, making sure that I've got that right mix. And the ladies will have their own table, numbered 1 to, say, 15. And the guys would be the same numbered again. They start at table number 1. Introduce themselves, I ring a bell, and they have up to 5 minutes to chat to each other and just to see if there's a little spark there between them.
Okay, well, let's give it a minute, you and me, all right? So, hello, my name's Nick.
Hi, Nick, how you doing?
I'm not too bad. I'm a bit embarrassed about being here, really. I've never done anything like this before.
Don't be shy, you'll be safe.
So, why did you decide to come along then?
Wow, I know loads of different people, but you can go out on a Friday or a Saturday night and it can still be quite a lonely place in town. So I think this shows that I actually do want to be in a relationship. Even if tonight doesn't actually work out, I'm going to have a really good fun trying. I get a real buzz from the evening and it builds my confidence.
I like otters.
You do? Okay, well, I heard you like beavers.
Occasionally. Chocolate spread on white bread, now you're talking.
Well, what about a chocolate cake with strawberries in the shape of a heart? Would that bring you over, darling?
You've brought one over, haven't you? You have as well.
Just for you.
Yeah,
yes.
What happens when clearly you don't like the person that you're talking to and you think, look, we have got as much in common as no one. I mean, this is not going anywhere. You're just thinking, will you ring that bell? I need to move on to table 7.
You just look over his shoulder and think, hey ho, here comes number 8.
What's the success rate? Well, I mean, you know, have you been invited to a wedding yet?
I think I will be shortly. There is a couple out there who came to my first event last February, Ian and Julie, and Ian works at the college, and they are still together now, and they're living together, and they're extremely happy, and I see him every day with a big smile on his face, so that's great.
We need to play some music. I'll tell you why we need to play some music, because we need some time to unload that cake that you have brought in for us here at Town 102. Very good move. Yeah, you've worked the media out.
I'm winning
you
over, hey,
bring cake. They asked me back again.
Absolutely.